We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Debbins on Demand for Tuesday, May 31st. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Anyone else have like four bags of open chips lying around now? It seems like every time we have a barbecue, we can never seem to finish an entire bag of any one flavor. Just like 92% of all of them we'll get through, but we can't finish a whole bag for some reason. Am I the only one who has that issue? Also, starting the week on a Tuesday truly is a beautiful thing. Unless your boss didn't actually give you a vacation and instead they just made you do 5 days worth of work in 4 days, then it's not quite as beautiful. I do think that's quite common, and I think it's rude. I truly do. I think when you have a 40 week, you should really only have to work for 4 days worth. There's a gas station on Park Ave here in Rochester in the city that has a sign saying gas for $3. Before you get too excited, though, the gas station has been closed for a while, which is why the listed price is still so low. But I find it very entertaining. If you go to this gas station, about every like 5 to 10 minutes or so, someone will pull into that gas station with a very excited look on their face and then immediately realize it was actually too good to be true. And then they drive away looking very defeated and disappointed. It's a constant cycle. I don't know why they don't like take down the sign, but it's constantly happening. Here's some good news for you. Harry Styles, he is doing his part to end gun violence. He's partnering with the nonprofit organization Every Town for Gun Safety and donating proceeds from his tour to that nonprofit. Live Nation's also going to match him for a projected $1 million as well, which I think that's great. If you stepped outside at all today, you are aware it is spicy outside. It is a hot day, and I know we are close to the record for this date. I don't know if we've officially surpassed the record yet. We'll probably know by tomorrow. The record for this date in Rochester, the heat is 91 degrees, which has only been hit three times since they've been recording this: 1895, 1944, and 2011. So we'll see if we break the record again today. Today's also it's National Smile Day, by the way. Although I have found that people who aren't smiling already rarely want to be told to smile. So just be careful before you tell someone, hey, you should smile. Here's some strange news from around the world. Someone at the famous Louvre Museum in Paris threw cake at the Mona Lisa painting, but it was unharmed, thankfully, since it's encased, the whole thing is encased in glass. It honestly seems like a waste of cake, though, right? This shows how bad the staffing shortages have gotten at some places. There's a guy who walked into a Burger King in Pittsburgh on Friday and nobody was working at the Burger King, even though the Burger King was open. Apparently one person did show up that day and opened up the store, but then they quit on the spot and there was nobody there. Burger King has said that this whole situation was a fluke, but still, wow. How do you feel about pickle-flavored Mountain Dew? Apparently, Mountain Dew is testing this, and if the testing goes well, we could be seeing pickle-flavored Mountain Dew at stores all over the place. On the surface, I don't know about you, but I think it sounds atrocious. I think it sounds terrible. At the same time, though, the more I think about it, the more I want to try it at least once, right? Just once. And that's probably the whole marketing strategy. And here's a random fact for you on Debbins on Demand. The United States Department of Agriculture says that the official definition of a sandwich is at least 35% cooked meat and no more than 50% bread. Because, yes, they decided at some point it was important to define what a sandwich was. This does mean that an ice cream sandwich is technically a lie. It's not an actual sandwich. Unless they are sneaking at least 35% of smoked meat into the ice cream sandwich without us knowing. This could be a major conspiracy. Who knows? Have a good night. Another Debbins on Demand for you right here tomorrow afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.